Live from the Rowe Auto Group Westbrook Auburn Studios, it's Ray Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
It is 6:34. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. So last year, 11 Republican attorney generals around the country wrote a letter to the Biden administration expressing their frustration with the new DEI practices affecting the Federal Aviation Administration and their hiring. You probably don't remember it. It was covered on Fox News and nowhere else. And if you don't watch Fox, then you wouldn't know this. But here's what was said.
Travelers at risk. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach joins us now. Sir, thanks for being with us. I want to know, what DEI practices are you identifying that you think are most concerning?
Well, it really began in October of 2022 when the FAA announced its five-year plan for hiring. And in it, it said that it would change its hiring practices in order to achieve more diversity, specifically racial diversity, in its workforce. And then that continued with multiple symposia on this, putting into place this new hiring practice. And they continue to talk about their new hiring practices. And all of this has happened during the same period last summer when the United States Supreme Court said that any racial discrimination is unconstitutional when it's done by a government entity. In that case, it was, you know, government subsidized universities. But that's certainly the case with the FAA as well.
Given the unconstitutional issues that you just raised, are you hoping to get a response from this letter, or is there anything besides sending this letter that you were hoping to achieve?
We are hoping to get a response, and we're hoping that the FAA in its response will change its hiring practice, go back to what it did before, and that is hire simply based on skill. I mean, I think it's outrageous that the FAA would not only be doing this, but apparently proud that it's making passenger safety take a back seat to diversity. I think all of us would probably agree that whether it's flying the plane or the FAA air traffic controller guiding the plane into the runway, or for that matter, a doctor performing a complicated surgery, we don't care what race the person is. We just want them.
It is 6:37. Unfortunately, the tape cut off there. We just want them to be competent. That's what he was saying. Isn't that the truth? Do you actually care if your doctor is black, white, green, yellow, purple, trans, gay, straight, Romanian, or whatever other dadgum thing you come up with that the knuckleheads of our government have come up with? I know I don't. I know that if my wife, when my wife, let me rephrase that statement. I know that when my wife had her foot operated on last August, I checked around. I asked questions. That's what I do. That's my gift. And we found that Dr. Long was one of the most respected surgeons in all of Maine and had literally done thousands of the surgeries that she did for my wife. That's who I wanted. I didn't want somebody that I didn't know, couldn't find anything out about, and then had to go trust that person to put my wife under anesthesia and then do surgery on her foot. And almost eight years ago now, when she had double knee replacements, we wanted to find the best. And a young man who was a doctor, a surgeon, came in and examined her, and his first remarks were, "Well, I don't think you need knee replacement. You're too young for that." And I said to him, "You haven't even examined her yet, and I don't care what you think. I don't care if knee replacements only last 15 years. And she gets to 65. She won't make 65 if she doesn't get this done. Her health has been far too impacted." So he backed off and said, "Well, why don't we do some x-rays and see what we're up against?" He walked back into the room after looking at the x-rays and said, "I apologize. I'm going to have to bring in a senior surgeon because this is well beyond my capacity to deal with." And we got Dr. Hanley. Again, one of the most respected people. John Herzog knew him. I talked to John extensively about him, and he said, if Dee Dee's knees are as bad as was indicated, he's the only person in Maine should do them. I didn't care what color he is. I didn't even know until we met him what color he was. I didn't care. I wanted somebody who was the best to take care of my wife. And I suspect that there's not a man alive who loves his wife that wouldn't want the same. And if Dr. Hanley had been black or gay or transgendered or Ethiopian or Hindu or whatever else, I would not have cared, because what I cared about in that moment was the skill in his hands to take care of my wife. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's a whole bunch of you out there that would say, no, wait a minute, Ray, you're wrong about that. I need a gay surgeon. And if they're mediocre, but they can do the job, I'm okay as long as they're gay, because I want to show how cool I am. Maybe that would be something you would say. That's something you would never hear from my mouth. Let me tell you something. If I had to have brain surgery, I hope I never do, because it's the only gift I have left, I would reach out to everyone I know, and I know a lot of people, to get Ben Carson to at least be a consultant on it and possibly do the surgery if he still does those kinds of things. Because Ben Carson was the best in the world at one point in his life, and I want the best. Because merit is what matters. Merit is what made America great. Merit is what matters. But you don't have to take my word for that. You don't have to take my word for it at all. We currently have a commissioner of education, Pender Macon, who actually taught at one of my kids' schools. I think they had her for a class. Known her for a long time. Not well. Based on her performance and behavior, I don't really care to know her. Here's what I do know. Pender Macon, the commissioner of education in the state of Maine, informed the education committee of the state legislature several years ago that social-emotional learning and DEI would take precedence over math and science and reading. Because, according to her, how she became so wise, I don't know. According to her, that's the best way for children to learn. Here's the problem. They aren't learning. Pender Macon and Janet Mills have wrecked the educational system of the state of Maine. You don't have to take my word for it. I know a lot of you don't subscribe to the Press Herald. I have to. My station subscribes on my behalf. There's a story today about the poor performance, worst in the country, biggest drop in comprehension for fourth graders in the country. Janet Mills has poured hundreds of millions of your tax dollars into local education. In doing so, you and I were supposed to see some relief on property taxes, but we haven't. What we've seen is a bunch of spending drunks, and they are spending drunks. They may not be alcoholics, but they are spending drunks, spending money wildly and irresponsibly, but not accomplishing the stated goal. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. In fact, I hope you won't. I hope you'll do some research. I hope you'll actually care about the education system of Maine. I do. I always have. And I know the answer isn't throwing money at it. The answer is pursuing excellence. I have witnessed children throughout my life come from very difficult circumstances, get a proper education that puts them on an economic equal opportunity circumstance. They have the equality of opportunity with a proper education. But Maine really doesn't care about that. Oh, they want you to believe they do, ladies and gentlemen. They want you to believe they care about education. And here's how they prove it. They confiscate from you every dime they possibly can, and then they hand it to the education crowd with no accountability whatsoever. None. Zero. Zilch. Nada. People say, Ray, you're too fired up. Ray, you're too fired up. You're too fired up, Ray. No, you're not fired up enough. Fourth graders, math and reading skills are among the lowest in the country. Do you know how hard it must have been for the Portland Press Herald, which is a commie-run publication, to have printed that because it goes against the government and what they're doing? Do you know how hard it must have been? but they knew there were too many of us out there who could ascertain this information. Reading and math proficiency scores for Maine fourth graders have fallen roughly 10% since 2019. Oh, by the way, who became governor in 2019 and decided to change things? Janet Mills. Ranking among the biggest drops nationwide. You don't have to take my word for any of this, and I don't want you to. I want you to go do your homework. You're an American citizen, and you have an obligation to be informed, whether you believe that or not. They are confiscating your tax dollars, the money that you earn. They don't earn it. They don't do anything for it. In fact, they make it harder for you to earn. They are confiscating your tax dollars at an unprecedented rate in all of Maine's 200-plus year history. And what are they doing with it, ladies and gentlemen? Is the infrastructure of the state of Maine rebuilt? Well, you know that's a lie. You know that's a lie. Are we protecting children from the predators that may exist in their home through the Department of Health and Human Services? Is Maine among the top in the country at making sure children aren't beaten to death? Well, you know that's a lie, too, because we're ranked dead last, and we have been. And we've had over 250 children die in state care and state oversight since 2007. And what does the government do? Well, the governor herself is silent, except when her people are challenged, and then she will stand up and tell you how you don't know what you're talking about, even though the statistical evidence is overwhelming. And forget statistics, just go to the courtroom like Bill Diamond does and listen to the cases. They all lie, and they all lie because they don't care. How Janet Mills could be silent for 2.5 years with what has happened with the Department of Health and Human Services, specifically Child Protective Services, is beyond the comprehension of a simple man like me. But the real thing I don't understand is how the people of Maine have remained silent. Does it have to be your child, your grandchild, your niece or nephew, your best friend's daughter? Does it have to be one of them for you to care about it? Or are these just innocuous children with names you sometimes hear in the news, and you go, oh, that's so awful, and that's the end of it? 250 kids. Can you imagine if a private business since 2007, which is a period of 18 years, had 250 kids die in their care and oversight? The elected people would be on the steps of the building with bullhorns going on and on and on, and yet nobody is doing anything about this. Janet Mills does nothing but appoint incompetent people who are part of the problem to supposedly serve the problem. Bobby Johnson's been there about 28 years, never said a dadgum word when all this was unfolding. Not a dadgum word. So what did Janet do? She elevated her. And now the employees of that department are in revolt against her. She may be a good, God-fearing person, but she's incompetent as all get out in her job. Again, let's go back to the truth. If you're having surgery or someone you love is having surgery, do you want a DEI hire or do you want somebody who has accomplished something in their lives? Do you want a political crony or do you want someone who has accomplished something in their lives? All of this money that Janet Mills and her merry band of wackadoodles in Augusta have confiscated from you has not improved the state. She stood before the state of Maine and lied for over an hour about the accomplishments of this state. And then the Republicans in the state of Maine, particularly in the state house, did not even have some of their members out talking about. They held a press conference. Here's how the press conference works. The governor lies to the people of the state of Maine in a speech for over an hour. The Republicans hold a press conference. The media covers it. They give them about 90 seconds of coverage, and then they go to the Democrats so they can respond. So what the Republicans said are muted. But they don't even understand this, the Republican leadership. Where are their members? They talk about how close they got this time, that they're almost at parity with the Democrats in the House. That means they have over 70 members. You couldn't find 5 or 10 that could have been on my show, Matt Gagné's show at GAN. up with Rick and George at WVOM, you couldn't have find some of your members who would have come out and said, wait a minute, what the governor told us last night wasn't true. Now here we are with a report out that Maine school children have fallen the lowest in the country. It is the most dramatic drop in math and reading comprehension in the country for fourth graders. In the country. In the country. And we're pouring millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions more dollars into education. But what we're not doing, because there's no one with the stones to do it in this state, in government, is demanding excellence. They believe the way they fool you into believing that they care about education is to take from you what you have and give it to the education system with no accountability. That's what they believe. And the results are overwhelming, and they are indisputable. And those results did not come from me. They're measured against other fourth graders and other high school students around the country. There was a standard, and we have not met the standard. And you have paid for us to not meet the standard because we have buffoons running things.
We fix people by fixing their car. I like being part of that.
It's a great feeling knowing that you've done something that looks good and you know the customer is